The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, number 259. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. Great to see you. Our reading today is 2 Corinthians 5 and 6. Let's begin. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We know that the earthly tent we live in will be destroyed, but we have a building made by God. It is a house in heaven that lasts forever. Human hands did not build it. During our time on earth, we groan. We long to put on our house in heaven as if it were clothing. Then we will not be naked. While we live in this tent of ours, we groan under our heavy load. We don't want to be naked. We want to be dressed with our house in heaven. What must die will be swallowed up by life. God has made us for that very purpose. He has given us the Holy Spirit as a down payment. The Spirit makes us sure of what is still to come. So here is what we can always be certain about. As long as we're at home in our bodies, we are away from the Lord. We live by believing, not by seeing. We are certain about that. We would rather be away from our bodies and at home with the Lord. So we try our best to please Him. We want to please Him whether we're at home in our bodies or away from them. We must all stand in front of Christ to be judged. Each one of us will be judged for the good things and the bad things we do while we're in our bodies. Then each of us will receive what we are supposed to get. We know what it means to have respect for the Lord, so we try to help other people to understand it. What we are is plain to God. I hope it is also plain to your way of thinking. We are not trying to make an appeal to you again, but we are giving you a chance to take pride in us. Then you can answer those who take pride in how people look rather than what is really in their hearts. Are we out of our minds? That is because we want to serve God. Does what we say make sense? That is because we want to serve you. Christ's love controls us. We are sure that one person died for everyone, and so everyone died. Christ died for everyone. He died so that those who live should not live for themselves anymore. They should live for Christ. He died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we don't look at anyone the way the world does. At one time, we looked at Christ in that way, but we don't anymore. Anyone who believes in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. It is all from God. He brought us back to Himself through Christ's death on the cross, and He has given us the task of bringing others back to Him through Christ. God was bringing the world back to Himself through Christ. He did not hold people's sins against them. God has trusted us with a message that people may be brought back to Him. So we are Christ's official messengers. It is as if God were making His appeal through us. Here is what Christ wants us to beg you to do. Come back to God. Christ didn't have any sin, but God made Him become sin for us, so we can be made right with God because of what Christ has done for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We work together with God, so we are asking you not to receive God's grace and then do nothing with it. He says, "When I showed you my favor, I heard you. On the day I saved you, I helped you." I tell you, now is the time God shows His favor. Now is the day He saves. We don't put anything in anyone's way, so no one can find fault with our work for God. Instead, we make it clear that we serve God in every way. We serve Him by holding steady. We stand firm in all kinds of trouble, hard times, and suffering. We don't give up when we're beaten or put in prison. When people stir up trouble in the streets, we continue to serve God. We work hard for Him. We go without sleep and food. We remain pure. We understand completely what it means to serve God. We are patient and kind. We serve Him in the power of the Holy Spirit. We serve Him with true love. We speak the truth. We serve in the power of God. We hold the weapons of godliness in the right hand and in the left. We serve God in times of glory and shame. We serve Him whether the news about us is bad or good. We are true to our calling. But people treat us as if we were pretenders. We are known, but people treat us as if we were unknown. We are dying, but we continue to live. We are beaten, but we are not killed. We are sad, but we are always full of joy. We are poor, but we make many people rich. We have nothing, but we own everything. Believers at Corinth, we have spoken freely to you. We have opened our hearts wide to you. We are not holding back our love from you, but you are holding back your love from us. I speak to you as if you were my children. It is only fair that you open your hearts wide to us also. Do not be joined to unbelievers. What do right and wrong have in common? Can light and darkness be friends? How can Christ and Satan agree? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? How can the temple of the true God and the statues of other gods agree? We are the temple of the living God. God has said, I will live with them, I will walk among them, I will be their God, and they will be my people. So come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch anything that is not pure and clean. Then I will receive you. I will be your father. You will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord who rules over all. May God bless the reading of His Word. Today I'm going to focus on the seventh verse, which just happens to consist of only seven words. And those words are, we live by believing, not by seeing. You know, there comes a time in each person's life where they just have to make a decision. Given the facts that can be known, and accepting that there are some things that cannot be known, we just have to decide and move forward. I have someone in my life who has a tremendous amount of knowledge about the Word of God. He's well read. He's listened to some of the world's best teachers. He says he believes, and yet he cannot rest in his faith. He continues to have doubts because there are things of God that he cannot understand. Well, my first response is, well, of course you can't understand it all. God is infinite. We are finite. It would be a small God indeed if we could have perfect understanding of Him. Well, thankfully, God has loving patience. He allows circumstances in our lives that cause us to trust Him. And when we see how He was in those circumstances, our faith grows. A couple of years ago, when my middle son nearly died, God showed us once more that He is trustworthy. Today, Stephen has recovered, coming up on his first-year wedding anniversary, and doing well in his career. My wife and I felt God's presence during Stephen's crisis, and we knew that whatever happened, He would not desert us. It would have been easy to look at circumstances and fall apart. He came within a hair's breadth of dying. And during those hours that he was in the operating room, my wife and I certainly were afraid for Stephen, and we shed many tears as we cried out to God to spare him, but we didn't doubt that God had Stephen in His hands. And we knew that in God's hands was the very best place that he could be. Leanne and I were willing to accept God's will for Stephen and for us because we were living by believing, not by seeing. My friend, there are countless times in each of our lives where we cannot see what lies ahead. We don't know what God is doing in a given situation, and all seems lost, or the way forward is unknown. That is where faith comes in. That is where belief comes in. We live by believing, not by seeing. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The peace of God, which transcends all understanding. All of the knowledge in the world, all of the seeing in the world, will not bring such peace. To have this peace, the peace of God, we need to decide to believe. Put the need to know away. You can't know. Do your due diligence to be sure, but then make the decision and let the peace of God guard your heart and your mind. He has made promises galore in regards to His love and protection. Decide. Rest. Live. What do you think? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 259. Or tweet me at _SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia.
And don't forget, I'm soliciting your ideas on Proverbs 22 and 23 that we read a couple of days ago. On this Friday show, I'll share some of your thoughts if you'll send them in. So far, you guys have been quiet. I'm not getting any feedback from you guys. Come on, let's make this a family, a community activity. Go back, listen to the show again, or crack out your Bible and read Proverbs 22 and 23 and tell me what you think about it. Of the things that Solomon wrote in those two chapters, Proverbs 22 and 23, what are the ones that speak to you most loudly? Again, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave the comment there on the show notes page, bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 259. Or if you'd like to record an audio comment, I'd love to play that on the show as well. You can email your audio comment to me at the address I just gave you. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.